Chapter 10. 10 Other Generative AI Tools to Try. In this chapter, DALL-E and DALL-E 2, DeepL Write and DeepL, Cydia, Notion AI, UChat, ChatSonic, Poe, Jasper, Durable, God Mode. ChatGPT is a global phenomenon, but it is not without peers. In this chapter, you look at 10 other generative AI tools that contribute to the advancement of AI and natural language processing. Each is unique in terms of strengths and weaknesses, and in features and capabilities. You might find that a different model, one made by OpenAI or another company, would be more useful for a given project or a better fit with your preferences. Because more alternatives are coming, it's worthwhile to look around periodically to make sure you're using the generative AI model that best fits your needs. The suggestions in this chapter are not meant to discount the incredible breakthrough that ChatGPT represents, the hard pivot and human acceptance of AI that its release marked, nor its role as a harbinger of existential change. Any interpretation of ChatGPT as a simple word pattern prediction tool is a gross underestimation of the notable human achievements required to make it and the powerful nature of the tool itself. DALL-E and DALL-E 2. DALL-E and DALL-E 2 are ChatGPT siblings. These models generate computer images described by users in text and images entered as a prompt. The user doesn't need to be skilled in photography or other visual arts. However, renderings from a professional artist will be far more sophisticated because their prompts are. Note that AI-generated images are not currently protected by copyright in the US and several other countries. DALL-E is a 12 billion parameter version of GPT-3 that generates images rather than text. DALL-E 2 is an optimized version that generates more realistic images with a greater degree of accuracy and 4 times the resolution. Which you use is often a matter of personal preference and your requirements. For example, a lower resolution is usually preferred for images and icons on web pages, whereas a higher resolution is required for large photo prints and metaverse renderings. To use DALL-E, go to labs.openai.com. The page shown in Figure 10-1 appears. For DALL-E 2, go to openai.com/product/DALL-E-2. If you've already set up an OpenAI account to use ChatGPT, you can begin to use DALL-E or DALL-E 2 immediately. If you haven't yet used ChatGPT, go to the same link for DALL-E or DALL-E 2 and follow the prompts to set up a free OpenAI account, which then gives you access to ChatGPT and DALL-E and DALL-E 2. The instructions to use DALL-E and DALL-E 2 are similar, so if you can use one, you can easily use the other. To use DALL-E, enter your text prompt or upload an image you want to edit. DALL-E has advanced editing capabilities. For example, you can prompt it to add elements in the same style and background as the image to create a new image or tell a bigger story. It can also outpaint or extend an image beyond its borders by analyzing the overall image and using cues such as the paint colors on the edges of the image. For a wonderful time-lapse depiction of the outpainting process on the famous Girl with a Pearl Earring by Johann Vermeer, shown in Figure 10-2, visit the OpenAI blog post at openai.com/blog/DALL-E-introducing-outpainting?UTM_source=TLDR newsletter. Returning to the main screen, refer to Figure 10-1. Note History and Collections at the top of the page. History is an archive of the images you've created in DALL-E. If you move your mouse over a stored image, you see the prompt that generated the image. If you mark an image as a favorite, it's stored under Favorites in History. You can share and create collections of the images you prompted in private or public mode by clicking Collections and following the instructions on the screen. Click the user icon on the three-dot menu icon in the upper right to reveal a drop-down menu. You can choose to purchase credits. 115 credits cost $15, so you can create more images than allowed in the preview or trial. Try out painting or access the OpenAI API. DeepL Write and DeepL Translator. DeepL Write is a tool to improve your writing rather than answer general and broader questions. This language model is more specialized than ChatGPT and therefore has more limited and focused uses. To try out DeepL Write, go to deepl.com/write. DeepL Write is in beta and still learning, so it's free, at least while users are helping to train the model. You enter text in the left panel, shown in Figure 10-3 in the print and ebook versions of the book. Then in the right panel, this AI model shows you how to improve or rephrase your text. DeepL Write captures context, nuances, and style in your original text and uses that to generate rephrasing suggestions and word alternatives. If you click the speaker icon, DeepL Write converts the text to speech and reads it back to you. Reading text aloud is an age-old writer test to ensure that the text flows smoothly and naturally. This is a nice touch for improving your writing and your ability to pronounce words correctly, especially in a language that isn't your mother tongue. DeepL Translator is a downloadable app and also available as a browser extension. It enables you to translate languages in any computer application or document. You can translate up to 5,000 characters, not words, for free. If you upgrade to one of the premium versions, you'll get an unlimited number of translations, expanded file upload limits, and additional features. Premium versions range from $8.74 per user per month to $57.49 per user per month. All premium plans require an annual payment. Note that you don't have to log in to use the free version. DeepL Translator and DeepL Write are operated by DeepL SE in Cologne, Germany. Since the company is located in the EU, users enjoy far greater privacy and confidentiality protections than those offered by AI companies in some other countries, such as the US. Even so, be cautious about sharing sensitive information on this or any other AI application. Cedilla. Cedilla is an open-source French language model based on GPT-J, a different GPT model than the ones we've discussed so far, which was developed by the Eleutheran AI team. You can find it at cedilla.ai. And yes, you can use it even if you don't understand a word of French. Language-based AI models are helpful like that. After you access the website, click the Try It For Free button, and off you go. Figure 10-4 shows the simple task buttons you can select to generate the text you need. I clicked Write Freely and then chose to write in French, as shown in Figure 10-5. Note the templates in English on the left to help me write in a format using a language I do not speak. If you want more than a sample of what this model can do, you'll need to upgrade to a premium plan. Prices range from €9 per user per month, about $10 in US dollars, to €139 per user per month, or around $152, depending on the current euro-to-dollar conversion rate. Notion AI. Notion AI is a productivity and note-taking app built on ChatGPT and delivered by Notion Labs. Notion is touted as an app that organizes all your work into one app. For $10 per month per user, you can use the Notion AI Writing Assistant to automate lots of language-based tasks. Organize notes, extract bullet points or summaries from long documents, make changes to documents, respond to emails, craft marketing messaging, and perform other language-intensive tasks. If you're using the Notion app already, you can highlight text in another document or use a keyboard command to summon Notion AI to do your bidding without opening the Notion app. Unlike other models mentioned in this chapter, Notion AI is not trained by users. The data you enter in prompts and the machine-generated narratives you use in part or in whole in other apps are private and encrypted. The only data the company says it shares with partners is data necessary to provide features to their own customers. To check it out, go to notion.so/product/AI. As Figure 10-6 shows, handy drop-down menus make variations on prompting fast. Think of Notion AI as a capable text editor on the fly. UChat. U.com is an AI-powered, personalized, and privacy-based search engine with UChat, similar to ChatGPT, as its chat function. U.com users personalize their search engine by voting up or down on results, result sources, and apps. This fine-tunes the search engine to deliver search results according to the user's preferences. The privacy afforded by the search engine is similar to DuckDuckGo, in that advertisers and ad providers, such as Google, can't see or use your search history and other data. U.com also doesn't show you targeted ads based on your search or results voting. UChat is based on OpenAI's ChatGPT, but has a strong competitive edge in a couple of ways. It cites the sources for the info it includes in its responses. It's connected to the internet so it can use Google sources, something other AI chatbots can't do because they don't have internet access. To try out UChat, go to u.com/search?q=who+r+u?TBM=UChat=CFR=chat. In Figure 10-7, note the options above the prompt field, which enable you to search images, videos, news, and social media. You can also use the Maps option, which is Google Maps, but Google can't see who you are. UChat has access to more data than some ChatGPT model adaptations because it's connected to the internet. If you want to work directly with U.com AI models to perform other tasks such as UChat, UCode, UWrite, and UImagine, go to U.com and select from those options as shown in Figure 10-8. The More option takes you to the search engine options should you want to conduct an internet search. ChatSonic. ChatSonic is another Google-supported model, so it's connected to the internet and has access to current information. The voice prompting and AI image generation features are a major plus for content creators. ChatSonic is like ChatGPT and DALL-E rolled into one. To create an account and access ChatSonic, go to app.writesonic.com/signup?feature=ChatSonic. Next, set the permissions to customize ChatSonic's performance, as shown in Figure 10-9. After you complete the setup, you see the ChatSonic interface shown in Figure 10-10, where you have access to a prompt library and more than 100 features. ChatSonic is ideal for those who want to create content quickly and with as little effort as possible. However, it can't do math, so you'll have to calculate how much you're willing to spend for this level of instant gratification from an AI-powered content mill. After the free trial, monthly costs range from $12 to $650 per month, depending on the number of words you use. Click the Upgrade button to see pricing options. Poe. Quora, a social question and answer website and knowledge platform, developed Poe, which is an AI chatbot platform. Think of Poe not as a chatbot, but as a place where several AI model-based chatbots can coexist so that Quora users can interact with any of them at will. Among those that Poe supports are ChatGPT and Claude, as shown to the left in Figure 10-11. Figure 10-12 shows the interface after you select the Create a Bot option from Poe's toolbar. Quora states that Poe is the fastest interface for ChatGPT, and that all the bots it supports are faster because of recent speed improvements to Poe. Poe is also the only consumer interface with Claude, which was developed by Anthropic, a startup company made of former OpenAI members who are seeking to build artificial general intelligence, AGI, the big AI of sci-fi lore. Jasper. Jasper, formerly known as Jarvis, is an AI text generation tool aimed at producing high-quality marketing and advertising copy and documents. The makers of Jasper recently created Jasper Chat, which is built on ChatGPT 3.5. They offer a free trial, but you have to enter a credit card to use it. If you don't cancel your subscription after the free trial, your card is automatically charged $49 a month for Jasper's business plan and boss mode, which you use to reach Jasper Chat. Figure 10-13 shows the Jasper setup screen for the free trial of both it and Jasper Chat. Durable. Durable is an AI website builder tool. You can use Durable to build your website in about 30 seconds, complete with text, images, and customer testimonials. I'm not exaggerating. It asked me for a business name. I made up Scribblers, and what my business does. On those two bits of information alone, Durable built me a website in less than 30 seconds. You can see part of that website in Figure 10-14. Like other generative AI models, if you're not happy with what it makes, just click Regenerate Response in whichever section you want it to redo. And whoa, Durable even made up customer testimonials for my website, as you can see in Figure 10-15. That's not cool, but it's another example of why we should all be careful about assuming that AI-created content is truthful. You can find Durable online at durable.co/AI-website-builder. God mode. No, God mode doesn't have a direct connection to God, nor is it a deity or demon. It's just another AI, but it does appear to work miracles. Give God mode a goal, and it's off and running to do your bidding. God mode uses AutoGPT, ChatGPT's big brother, and you can find it online at godmode.space. You'll need to sign in with a social media account or an OpenAI key. Once you're in the system, God mode can perform tasks for you on autopilot. Give it a task such as find the cheapest price on the best performing TV available from anywhere in the US, as I did in Figure 10-16, and walk away. It'll figure out what is needed to find your answer all by itself. When God mode is satisfied that it understands the task, it decides a plan to execute it. including establishing its reasoning and writing computer code, as shown in Figure 10-17. It will ask you to approve its plan first. Honestly, God mode will blow your mind. This concludes ChatGPT for Dummies by Pam Baker, narrated by Angela Juarez. Copyright 2023 by John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2023 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.